Ralphie Radio Show. These guys, no stranger to the RRS, of course. It's the fellows from Hot Shell Ray. We got Ian, Jamie, Ryan, and Nash. Why are you no longer RK? We've never talked about this, actually.
The same thing.
Ian doesn't know either?
There's a few reasons. A, it was harder to find on the internet. And B, Taylor Swift called me Ryan to her 8 million followers.
So that is the clout that Taylor Swift has.
It was just easier.
I'm right now. So, but if she would have called you RK, would you have stuck with RK?
Probably.
Really?
Maybe. It's just that many fans, like, you know, rolled over to our fan base and like our stuff, and it was just easier.
Ian, are you disgusted by this?
Just a little bit. Okay. I'm gonna let it slide though. I like this.
It's nice of Russell.
I usually start off the interview and it's like, oh, Hot Shell Ray, their album, whatever. It's coming out soon. It's coming out end of November. Oh, no. It's out now.
Yes, sir.
That's got to feel amazing.
It does feel amazing.
What'd you guys do night of?
What did we do? This is a problem with us.
You guys seem like that you would stay up till midnight right when it hit iTunes and then start like tweeting and going crazy.
I did. Okay. I was actually a really good friend of mine.
I do know you as well as I think.
You do. We were in New York and a really good friend of mine was in town, of ours was in town. And we had a really, really early call time the next day to do one of the TV shows that we did that week, and we decided to stay up and watch it come out and see what people thought about it, and it was a really exciting time, and we're very, very stoked it's out.
All right, so out of all of those different TV shows that you've done, daytime and nighttime, I know you don't want to play favorites, but there had to have been one that stuck out from the others, right?
I think Fallon was one of our favorites. Fallon was the coolest just because, like, you know, the set, it was, you know, later in the day, so we're not waking up and all groggy.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was one of the coolest guys ever, just really friendly, and so it was great to be on that show.
Who else were you on with?
T.I. Was on there. Jeremy Piven was on there. So it was just a great lineup all the way
it
through.
It turned out that Jimmy was actually a big fan, and it was really cool. When he came in our dressing room, like, he had done the parody of the song Tonight to begin with. He did the Roots did Black Simon and Garfunkel, and it was just I talked to him about it, and he was like next time you guys come back I'm doing something with you. So it was really cool to meet somebody in that realm and do the show who's also a fan.
And he's a musician too, obviously, right? He plays guitar, right? Did you get to meet Questlove in the Roots or no?
Briefly.
Yeah, I met Questlove coming down the hallway, but we were all just going so crazy that day. It was like, all right, get over here for hair and makeup, you know, get out there, play live, all that mess. So
absolutely. Hot Shell Ray here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And then of course, AMAs, the Sprint New Artist Award. You guys win that. Do you have anything prepared when you went on stage or no?
Just like this much.
Right?
We had to have, just in case.
Were you guys expecting to win or no, be honest?
No, we weren't expecting to make it past the first round, in all honesty, but our fans, they mobilized on another level. It was insane that they got together and put us through the first round, and then we thought that we had a chance since we made it past the first round, but after that, I mean, it was just nuts. We had like this little bit prepared, and we were like, we know that we got to thank these people if we win, but if we get up there, we're gonna lose it. So,
well, you guys held it together though, and I was so happy to see you guys win. Absolutely, we're wrapping up with Hot Shell right here on the Ralphie Radio Show. The album Whatever is in stores now. So you have this track Honestly, and then after Honestly, it goes into Keep You With Me. Honestly is like this, you know, it's not necessarily like the flip of the middle finger to the girl, to the ex-girl, but it could be perceived that way, I suppose. And then it goes into this like battle where it's like, no, I need you back. And I'm like, I was cursing you guys out this past weekend when I listened to the album, because I'm like, I can't do this. Like, no, next.
We'll see. We got four people in the band. You know, if we're missing people, if we're missing our parents, our friends, our loved ones, Keep You With Me. If we're breaking up with somebody and being like, you know what, I've got to get over this girl and I got to go out and have fun with my friends. Whoever of us was doing that, you know.
It's typical relationship. You say, honestly, I just don't care, but really, you want to have them back.
Whatever is in stores right now. Again, Hot Shell Ray, Ian, Jamie, Ryan, and Nash. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.